This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. It's the 22nd of May, 2026. I'm Andy Eubank. Thanks for joining us on the HAT podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller report on HAT news today, including the updated planting weather forecast and new tools and resources to help producers managing their financial data. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a very nice start to the day, but clouds and rain will move into the state from the south. And yesterday, corn, soybeans, and wheat again sold off after a positive start. Carl Setzer checks in with market analysis here on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
A planting window opening up for part of the state and resources for producers to help manage their financial data. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. That planting window appears to only be opening halfway, meaning only half of Indiana will see favorable conditions in this week's Beacon Credit Union planting weather forecast.
Wishing all our farmers a safe and successful planting season, I'm Gus Lukens, your ag lender at Beacon Credit Union. Ag people serving ag people.
With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Thanks, CJ. Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for moisture to lift upward beginning this afternoon and take a slow progression to the north overnight and into Saturday.
Right now, I think we have to pencil in moisture through at least Saturday afternoon, and we're looking at probably a quarter to 1.5 inches. The higher end of the range will depend heavily on who gets thunderstorms. There will be strong storms embedded in this moisture.
Martin says Sunday tries to turn a bit drier, but pop-up shower activity from the west and northwest might make that difficult.
This predominantly will affect the northern half of the state. I think we see an additional few hundredths to maybe half an inch of moisture out of that, and that goes right on into early Monday morning.
From Memorial Day Monday through next Friday, Martin's forecast splits the state. In the north,
we go dry. Good evaporation, good sunshine, no major weather issues. But to the south, we do see a very active precipitation setup over the deep south, up through the Tennessee Valley, and close to the Ohio River. So I think we have to watch for showers coming into southern Indiana, let's just say I-70 southward, potentially every day, or at least a couple of times in that Monday through Friday stretch next week, while the north stays dry and gives us an opportunity for field work.
As we turn the calendar to June next weekend, Martin says we can expect to see some more moisture, primarily Sunday the 31st through Tuesday the 2nd.
It's light stuff, but it's pesky. It looks like we have an upper level low circulation that may park here, just giving us multiple days of a light rain that effectively will end that wide open planting window in the north. And it also is going to probably create a little bit of a break for us to get back into the fields, because that moisture may not leave completely until we get closer to the 3rd or 4th of June.
You can find more forecast details online, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
After every herbicide pass, your crop stops growing and starts recovering. That's 7 to 14 lost growing days, and on 500 acres, up to $47,000 in lost yield. Relax RX compresses that recovery window so your crops get back to building yield. Every herbicide pass has a price. Relax RX lowers it. Visit bwfusion.com/stressless or call 515-554-3814.
Tighter margins, higher interest rates, and skyrocketing input costs are putting a significant squeeze on the ag economy this year. It's also forcing producers to shift their focus from just producing a crop to meticulously managing their financial data. Nathaniel Watts, head of Ag Retail Credit with Farm Credit Mid-America,
says today's economic climate demands that farmers become much more intentional with their numbers.
It's one thing to be able to produce bushels, but it's another thing to also be able to look at your finances and know what the data is telling you and use that data to make data-driven, intentional, confident decisions for your operation.
To help producers find clarity in that data, Farm Credit MidAmerica has launched a new initiative called Balance Sheet Basics. Watts compares a balance sheet to a financial report card or a scorecard that reflects the exact results of the operational decisions made throughout the year. However, he notes that many farmers still view the document with a sense of dread.
For some producers, doing a balance sheet is a thing that they do at the end of every year because their lender is asking for it. And I think that that intimidation factor can really be limited the more their financial acumen is increased, the more confidence they have in what the data is telling them.
Watts stresses that relying solely on a lender to interpret those numbers strips away a producer's proactivity. When farmers truly understand their own balance sheets, they gain the confidence to make critical long-term decisions, like knowing exactly when to hold off on a land purchase or when their operation is stable enough to upgrade equipment.
A really good producer focuses both on the production piece as well as the financial management piece. And when you put those two together, you can make really good, confident decisions.
Producers looking to increase their financial confidence can find free educational tools and resources at fcma.com/balance-sheet-basics. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
No two farms are the same. But something every farmer can agree on is that the land is so much more than just the farm. It's their livelihood, their lifestyle, and their legacy. That's something you don't have to explain to a farmer-owned lender. Learn how working with a farmer-owned lender can get you a farm real estate loan designed for your unique operations needs at fcma.com/real estate. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
To all Farm Credit customers, I'm Lance Victor. I'm a row crop farmer farming across four Indiana counties with experience in livestock and real estate. I believe in being a Christ-centered husband and a dad who values hard work with integrity and common sense leadership. I'd be honored to serve as your Indiana voice on the Farm Credit MidAmerica Board of Directors. A voting packet will be mailed to you as customers, and there you can vote by mail or online. Vote Lance Victor, committed to our farms, our families, and our futures.
Farm Credit MidAmerica neither opposes nor endorses any candidate for election for the Board of Directors.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Taking a look at the setup here for your Friday. Beautiful start. Good sunshine. Temperatures are going to be pleasant, but we are seeing moisture south of the Ohio River start to climb northward. Clouds are going to be pushing into southern Indiana probably midday, early afternoon. Moisture arrives mid-afternoon to late afternoon in southern tier counties and then just continues its push north through the evening and overnight into tomorrow midday. Right now, I think we can see anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch out of this surge. You get a little bit farther east and north, thunderstorms may push totals there, but I think that's mostly a Michigan and Ohio story. So moisture through midday tomorrow, coverage around 75 to 80% of the state. I do think that most of the state tries to dry down overnight tomorrow night into Sunday, but a secondary batch of moisture may pop up over northern Indiana for Sunday afternoon and into the Sunday evening time frame. There we see a few hundredths of an inch to maybe a few tenths, but nothing overly dramatic, just additional moisture. Memorial Day itself should be dry everywhere. And then for the rest of next week, it's a north versus south kind of game. In the north, I-70 north, we see mostly dry conditions, actually fully dry conditions, no threat of rain all the way through likely Friday and Saturday through the 30th. In the southern part of the state, I-70 southward, I think we have to leave the door open to hit and miss scattered showers off and on. It doesn't rain every day, but there's a threat around all the way through the week. And then we get into the Sunday time frame. Sunday the 31st, moisture starts to push in from the west and south, and then it sits here. We may see on again, off again, light moisture through the balance of Sunday, through Monday the 1st, through Tuesday the 2nd, and Wednesday the 3rd, as an upper level low just kind of gets cut off from the jet stream and sits here. It doesn't have a lot of moisture to work with, but it has just enough to give us on-again, off-again showers over a multi-day stretch. That will effectively keep everybody out of the fields if it materializes. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The future. Future you want. It's out there in the field. The population, the yield, the profit. It's all there, waiting to be unlocked, to be achieved, to be realized. But it will take know-how, effort, and technology to unlock that potential. You'll have to look at the field inch by inch, adjust to every obstacle, and embrace every opportunity. You'll have to control the growing environment like never before, with perfect seed spacing, precise depth, and intelligent technology. And now, you have the partners to help you do it. The Fendt Momentum Planter senses conditions in real time and responds with real answers. And at Plevna Implement, we're ready to give your farm that momentum needed for success. That yield, it's out there. It's waiting for you. And you'll achieve it with Fendt Momentum from Plevna Implement.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Grains and oil seeds end in a sell-off. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review, including settlements from Thursday trade and market commentary. We begin right there. I checked in for that with Carl Setzer at the end of the session. Carl, it seems as though we had a tale of two halves the earlier half of the session. Some slight gains in corn and beans following $3 higher crude oil. Then crude turned and went $2.50 lower, and corn and soybeans lower as well. So what gives?
Yeah, it was just really, we did try to see a little bit of a bump there. Export numbers this week, really good on corn, topping trade estimates and up 3.5 times what they were last week, topping 2 million metric tons. But the support from that, very short-lived, as was the support from a fairly good soybean export number and wheat topping trade estimates. All three were sitting pretty good. Meal exports, unbelievable this week, 474,000 tons and change. But the general feel of the market, once we got into the later part of the session, was risk-off. Like you said, crude falling over $2 a barrel, corn slipping, putting in nickel losses, soybeans down 8 to 10 cents, wheat really kind of taking more of a hit, 10 to 12 cents lower, depending upon which market you're in. Really, the market ran out of steam. We're kind of running out of fresh news. The buying enthusiasm that came into the market after President Trump and President Xi met last week, that has all faded. No follow-through business from China since, although, like I said, we did have good weekly sales numbers. Trade really wanting to see China, and they're making some flash sales, and that market is real quiet. We tap onto the, on top of that, we got really some favorable growing conditions across a good part of the Corn Belt, and basically a three-day weekend coming at us, but a lot of traders turning it into a four-day weekend, taking tomorrow off as well. A lot of contracts shoring up today, and like I said, the risk-off followed it.
That planting pace and the good growing season so far, as you alluded to, seems like something that may keep a lid on the markets for some time to come.
I think it will be, but next week's forecasts, I want to keep a real close eye on it. And it is. It's really, we're kind of chasing it a little bit, but hot, dry weather expected to move into the Corn Belt next week. We already got a few locations that are starting to see a little bit of drought stress since planting, just for the fact we haven't had much for rainfall. Other parts of the Corn Belt getting really good precipitation. I'm going to watch those weather maps next week, and it's really going to be a kind of a telling sign. If we see rains move through the Corn Belt, I expect the pressure to continue. If we don't, I think we're going to see some risk buying. At the same time, we see markets dip. Don't be too surprised we don't see some export interest perk up.
Cattle futures, live cattle, feeder cattle, extremely weak. Care to weigh in on that?
We got a cattle on feed report coming at us, and that's one of the big concerns there. Also seeing some concerns over the cold storage numbers. Thoughts we might see a little bit of a build. U.S. missing out on some export trade with China, and that was a little bit negative for the live cattle yesterday and really kind of piled on it today. Feeder cattle seeing pressure from thoughts we may see a little bit more progress on that Mexico border. News that a vaccine has been released for immediate use in New World screwworm vaccines. That's kind of weighing on feeder cattle here a little bit today. A lot of that weakness coming, though. Next week, a lot of your major sale barns are going to be closed, especially out in that Oklahoma City market. Guys just kind of walking away from that market this week as well.
Carl Setzer commentary. Carl at Consus Ag Consulting is available at 989-506-1587. Thursday settlements on the Hat Market Review. July corn ends the day down 3.5 cents, 462 and a quarter. September, 468 and a half, down 4 cents. December loses 4 1/4, down to 485. July beans, 1194 and a quarter, a loss of 5.5 cents. August, 5 3/4 lower, 1193 and a half. Novi, 1186 3/4, down 6 3/4. And 13 down on July wheat, 647 and a half. Very weak in the protein sector. June live cattle, 249.15, down $4.12. Limit lower feeder cattle. And June lean hogs, 95.12, down 215. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.